Tell me, brother, why was that important to and AFL Sportsman is on about creating opportunities for Aboriginal young people too. So why do you think that was important to create opportunities for Aboriginal young people?
Yeah, well, I think that that's the end game, the creating those opportunities. But I think sport is a massive driving tool and cuts down and through a lot of barriers that we face as Aboriginal people. So I think when you got someone that's been through and is doing the best that they can in their field, chosen field, I think that speaks volumes, because you've all got a story and a journey and the challenges to get there. And that's the beauty of our people, is that we learn so much through storytelling. And I've always been a big believer, you got one mouth and two ears, so you should do twice as much listening.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So
but you're a good example of that, brother. You're a good example of that. I mean, you had a wonderful career, AFL career. You know, as a young 17-year-old, I remember you coming into the thing, and you've achieved so much, brother, and you've done so much, and it's been, you got every inch out of your performance. You've done well. I mean, 230 games, two AFL clubs, two premierships, mate. You're a good role model, and you're a fantastic role model for that, and that's great. So you're a good inspiration for a lot of young people.
No, thank you. And I've always tried to lead by example. Everyone's got different leadership qualities, and mine just happened to be, I can't preach anything if I don't look after my own backyard. And I got taught that at a very young age from my dad. I just started off just trying to earn my stripes, get my foundations right, and then once you start building on that, then you become a little bit more knowledgeable, and it's comfortable, just the same thing in life, whatever you want to do.
What about young people doing traineeship? That's the same sort of thing, when they do traineeship, they want to build on that.
And it comes back to, again, it's listen and absorb as much as you can. Some of it's not going to make sense at the time, but if you're missing little bits and pieces of the detail, that will not make sense down the track. So I've always, I even say now, like my dad said stuff to me when I was 17, I still ring him now and go, remember you were speaking about that? Were you listening? Yeah, well, I was listening.
No, that's great.
Didn't make sense at the time. So, it might make sense to you in a week time. That's the beauty of
that's why some of these young people who do traineeship, maybe they don't see the full benefit of it till later on, once they've completed
absolutely. Okay. And you don't want to sort it down to 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the track and go, I wish I'd done this and I wish I'd a little bit closer. But it's a fine skill to learn, but it's one that's very, very valuable for life.
No, that makes sense, brother boy. Now, this was put on today about for our RAP committee, and they've been doing some work around NAIDOC and bunch of stuff. And talking about NAIDOC, what does NAIDOC week mean to you?
It's for me personally, it's just to stop and actually have a look at, we've got so far, we've got a lot, a lot of way to go, but if you actually don't, if you continuously look at where we got to get to, it sometimes it feels like that destination just gets further and further. We're treading water, or we're not making any grounds. But if you actually stop and have a look, we have made some great gains. And I think if you don't stop to have a look around at what's actually going on, you can miss the finer details and the requirements, So. It's stopping to embrace, and it's great to see it's not just the Aboriginal and TI, it's actually all walks of life are wanting
all
to
everywhere.
Learn.
Yeah.
And so without education is key. And if people are willing to learn and wanting to just dig that little bit deeper, it's gonna take little bits at a time, but if this finished, if we get to the end point in, 1,000 years from now or whatever it is, hopefully it's not that long, but we're going to be one little etch in this process. And that's, coming back to all our I guess our dream times, our philosophies is that, you know, you're part of something bigger and you need to hand something down to the generations.
Yep. No, definitely.
Because, and so that's how I
No, that's good. That sounds really good, brother. Well, every year when we have NAIDOC Week, it's and it's important both not only for Aboriginal but for non-Aboriginals too, so it's for all Australians. But every year they have a theme, and this year's theme is the, you know, always was and always will be. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's history. It's history, yep. Right there. It's it's open to interpretation, and how you see it. And there's no right or wrong answer for anyone that wants to answer that and make their own mind up. But coming back to what I believe in is that it's there was a long history here, long before.
Yep.
Settlement. So and it's pretty cool to say that, and I'm pretty honored and privileged to say that, you know, we've got the oldest living culture in the world. So
That's true. That's so true, brother.
I think it's everyone will have their own little spin and twist on it, but just even having that to start a conversation is where the gold lies.
No, fantastic, brother. Really appreciate it. Now, tell me about your mob. I know you're very close culturally, your kinship. Tell me about your mob and how important are they to you?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Adelaide. That's all my dad's side of family, York Peninsula, Point Pierce, Noongar, Nunjerry. And then my mum's from Townsville, Ingham, so rainforest up there. And so Nawagi. So I left at a pretty young age from Adelaide, left my family behind, you know, obviously left my family behind to go pursue something career-wise. So in a lot of ways, I've sort of not been disconnected, but missed out on a fair chunk of it. It is a massive part of me. I actually feel like it's at the moment where I'm in situated in life is I have a big hole in my heart that I haven't been able to quite fulfill, and that's obviously with time, spending time with the family and going back home to country. So I think the time is right, I'll get back there and do what I need to do. The best thing, again, coming back to the younger kids, the best thing that ever happened for me to continue down this path was, I just happened to be at a home for a funeral from one of my aunties, and dad and my uncle said, what you're doing now is giving inspiration for, so why you're not here is you're giving so much more to our younger generation coming through because of what you're doing right now. So you keep doing what you're doing. Home's not going anywhere. We'll be here for you when you're ready. And that gave me a little bit of peace of mind to just continue on down the track that I was, because even though I wasn't physically there to do anything, you know, but I think the way that I carried myself and my family name when I win, we all win. So
sounds good, brother. And chap, I know that it hasn't always been easy for you, brother. I know you entered the AFL system and there's been challenges for you, brother. You've had some real challenges, and when I talk about losing your sister a couple of years ago, that must have been very hard for you, brother. So take us through what was that like for you at the time for you?
Yeah, that was I hope no one has to go through it, and I'd be very naive to say that I'd be the last person to go through that, it was very hard, you know. So going way too young, and you know, playing it, I guess she was doing what she loved, and on a personal level, my mum and dad were pretty distraught, as you know, any parents would be. And then obviously being, I guess, the eldest of my family, I think a lot of responsibility fell on me. And whether that's right or wrong or how, it didn't really matter. It was it's your baby sister. So I just try to she's very similar to me, and I just try to think of what she would what she would want. And that gave me a very good centerpiece to strive to. And because it can get very, when things get very hectic and pressure builds up, it's you lose your way and it's hard. And we're all human beings, and we're going to do that at some point in time. But I had I try to get that focal piece from the start and work back from there. And so it was. And we got through it as a family. So
you handled it very well, brother. You were very professional and very, I suppose you did a really good job and very resilient, and the way you handled it was very perfect. Tell me, in terms of AFL Sports Ready, I know that you've been down to AFL Sports Ready. You know what we do. Would you encourage young Aboriginals to do traineeships?
Absolutely. And that's it. Like, you know, you got to start somewhere. And I think the opportunities and the connections and the networks that you can form by doing it, because there's so many people out there that want to help you and that want the best thing for you and to get you to, we don't expect anyone to become the next bloody prime minister we just want to be the best of your ability in whatever you choose to do. And you know, like I had that's the same thing going back to, I guess, footy, like trying to put it back in a I'm trying to live it. You know, some days I just fall short, and that's okay. It doesn't stop me from trying. It doesn't stop me from trying. It just thinks, okay, well, where's the areas to get better? You know, I guess you might not see it at the time, but with people like yourself and the mentors around, they can help facilitate and guide you down that right path. And we're all going to get knocked down at some stage. It's just how we're going to get back up and how we're going to keep pressing forward, because nothing's ever given to us.
You're right. So, Trav, you've got a young family, obviously now you're about to enter the new phase of your life, and you'll have a new role, a new journey, that sort of stuff. And really appreciate you, brother. Really love having you around. You know, like, you just inspiration to a lot of people, mate. And I think that from what you've done, the injuries you've had, I know when you started your career, you had an ankle injury and you worked your way through, you got to the top, and, you know, a couple of premierships. You're a real inspiration for a lot of people, mate. I really appreciate it. And we thank you. Thank you for your time this morning. And thank you for your insight. AFL Sports Crew will always, you know, we want you to be part of our family. And we encourage, you know, wherever you can. I know you will. I know you always give it your time freely and openly to that you can. And we really appreciate it, and we value that, brother. We'd like to wish you all the very best for your journey as you move on. And hopefully we can continue to keep in touch. And thank you for supporting our RAP committee in terms of around their NAIDOC presentation and NAIDOC week. Wish you all the best to you and your family. And thank you very much for your time this morning, brother.
Too easy. Thanks, Ralphie.
All right, then. Take care, brother. See you later.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.